I think that if anyone truly sees through all the Maya, the illusion, and so on, they arrive at a profoundly solid level of peacefulness.
That's how do you know?
More real than the
how
world.
How do you know, Scott?
Because I hear
you
people.
You heard about it. You heard about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've heard.
You heard it's such
yeah.
a possibility.
No, I've run into one or two people who appear to embody something that's greater than the illusion of the temporal world that we live in.
Well, maybe
they seem to be embedded in something more deep and more real, eternal, you know, like the deep part of the ocean that's unruffled by the surface waves and stuff.
You don't get that effect from me.
No, I do.
Sometimes, yeah.
No, I... Well,
I'm one of these advanced people. I'm telling you that whatever you thought the other guys on my team were part of was bullshit. I'm breaking your illusion. I'm doing
well. No, but I don't.
If you excluded me as part of this perception, that's okay. But you included me. You said you see that in me.
Right.
Well, okay. As representative of that stature of enlightenment, I'm telling you that your image is ever incomplete or wrong or erroneous.
Yeah, well, I don't go. That's why I'm not taping the other guys anymore.
Why?
Because I don't. No,
they
because.
They won't go that far.
No, because. In many traditions, you end up with someone who arrives at this level of profound enlightenment. They have no ability to impart it to anyone else. They end up dying without having ever created.
Right.
See, McLuhan.
And you're giving me credit that I can do it.
Well, McLuhan apparently did it.
Yeah.
Because he generated you. But
well,
Krishnamurti never generated another Krishnamurti. And
yeah.
That's true of many of these
so
people.
So you willed out. Well, those that generate somebody is who I'm going to pay attention to, is your attitude.
Well, because they might have developed a technique of
yeah,
being able to actually impart.
Yeah, I can make it real fast. I impart it real quick.
Well, some of these Zen guys have some pretty good sticks and they can... whack some people upside the head.
Yeah, you don't hear much about them anymore. You did in the 1670s, but they're not in the game anymore. They're just chemical astral body guys.
Yeah.
They don't have that comprehensive juggling of four bodies. I mean, on a certain level, I'm launching a new spiritual revolution, if you took it seriously. And I could present it as a serious thing and be taken seriously, but I also erase the fact, well, we don't need it, you just need to understand it. Something like that. Yeah, I don't want to get too carried away specializing in being a second coming or something. A lot more things to do, you know. Well, that can't be the second coming.
Yeah.
What's that mean? What's that mean, Jerry? What are you doing that for?
Yeah. No,
are you agreeing with me?
Yes, no, maybe.
Yes, see? Yes, see, quadruple. Yes, no, maybe what? What's the fourth one?
Bob.
Bob, yeah, yes, no, maybe, Bob. Got a feeling, yes, no, maybe, Bob. I'll go, yes, no, maybe, Connie. You know, just to be fair, you know, keep the balance. Keep the corpus close and operating. Okay.
No, I've met a, you know, couple of, you know, in my,
this is going to make a great day, since we're not in a restaurant with all that noise. You'll be able to hear it.
I've met a couple of, you know, really far out megalomaniacs, but I end up feeling like I don't want to hang around them. But I've never felt that way about you.
I'm more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually keep. I'm just part of the living process, and if you keep that going, then you're a reasonable, fun person to hang out with, right?
Yeah.
I remain friends with all the disappeared. You know.
Yeah.
If they want to be, most of them don't want to be.
And plus, your perspective is, you know, beyond satellite. You take in all those wisdom traditions. All
yeah,
that
I include it all. I'm not just a McLuhanite.
Right,
I'm not just a McLuhanite.
Right, exactly.
I blow my image. What do you do? Boy, I go to the Everest and talk to dead people. Oh, get rid of that guy. We can't use him in the trilateral recovery. You know what I mean?
You know a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Those are agents that they don't have access to.
Yeah. It's like I spill from wherever you find me, I spill out of what you think I'm in into other zones, which usually is too much for people.
Right.
And I can go over that zone, I spill into it, and then spill too much for that zone.
Right.
It's a good metaphor, the overspilling all five quadrants.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing accomplishment, I would say, you know, personally.
Right. But there's
little Bobby
are
saying
you fine, are
little
you
Bobby fine? Talking about himself, that's pretty amazing. But, you know, It's like, but James keeps saying, he says, Bob, how long is this going to take? It might take 200 years. It doesn't matter. We'll enjoy the trip, you know? Right,
exactly. It is the process.
Yeah.
It really is the process. Rather than the goal, it's the process.
But it's not that totally. Don't get too fanatic. It is a goal. We do have a deadline. I was told this by somebody.
Okay, well,
there is a bit of urgency.
What's that?
What's that? The deadline?
Yeah, what's that?
Basically, we don't know what the deadline is. It's soon. But, so don't be too relaxed thinking we get all the time in the world.
Deadline two.
Well, it's all over and it's real disaster.
Deadline two.
Real disappearance.
Real.
Yeah, real actual. No more Radio Alchemy. No more.
No more talks with Bob.
Yeah, no more talks with me. You're on your own and you won't even exist to be on your own. You won't even know it.
Okay, what more?
What?
Tell us more.
Well,
come on, you know if you brought that up in front of me, I'm going to be like, oh.
I never know what you're going to respond to. I didn't say a bunch of words. Okay, we got you. You said Time Magazine, man. What is that? No, it reminds me, that happened over the last few days, talking to a lot of people. And why? So you go along and then you say, everybody's got word allergies or little things in their brains personal to them, and you say something that that's what the guy we met last night,
we're going to come back to this time.
No, it was met with Ian Bailey, and I was talking about the evergreens and all that, and when I told him that I asked who was the greatest sinner, who was the world's greatest sinner, and the other one, what guy screwed the most women?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let that go. I had to tell him, it's time for me to leave, it was a minute. He said, no, please, please. He put a little bit out knowing, so I...
Who was it? Walt Chamberlain?
No, I wasn't going to do it to you. No, I'm not going to tell you. It wasn't Walt Chamberlain, I'll give you a clue, it was 800 years ago, okay?
Okay,
but that's a whole other topic. Ask me on the air.
Well, that would be too trivial for those people. Like, I don't want to know who screwed them
over. Well, no, the point is that you really want to know, and Ian want to know. So yeah, I think people do want to know. It's like who did God judge in the finish line? Who won? You know what I mean? On the evil and the loving. The evil and loving. Two double urges.
Having sex with women is not love. In that way.
But the last part of the doubleness of...
Who's the greatest sinner?
I'll tell you. I'll do it on the air, maybe.
Oh, come on!
You're doing the... Maybe it isn't particularly. Maybe everybody wants to know this.
Of course!
See? That's the thing. Why is the process?
We're not going to go into it
tonight.
I'm not going into it.
I need a couple days. I've been explaining for a day or so. Yes, I'm bored talking about it. We'll wait till a gap, till Wednesday or something.
That's so mean.
No, it isn't. I said to Winston, you want it now. You see, I'm mean because you can't find all the secrets of the universe right now.
Look at all this great stuff. Look at this tasty bit of tin. No.
Well, I was trying to cite it as an example of Ian's peculiarity. Okay. Yeah. Turns out you have the same peculiarity you need to know.
Well, I want to know everything.
Okay.
That's the deal. Okay, so back to the disaster.
Back to that.
Oh, yeah, that's on pause.
Yeah, the willows, the new evergreens, potentially. I'm sitting there with this young kid, and in the previous session with someone else at his mansion, the willows were saying, it's pretty bad what's happening to kids today. In terms of it's like Madame Blavatsky's prediction, at the end of the 20th century, it'd be subhuman people. The kids would be subhuman. A lot of old people would instantly agree with that. I try to be a little more balanced about it, just missing the point of the four bodies. But the willows seem to be a bit concerned. Do you know about this? And they're a bit concerned about what was happening to humans. Basically getting dumber and dumber and dumber. It's bad from the astral plane or from the willows' point of view. So that in mind, I then had a private session with another person. And we're going on talking about that. And then the willows start saying, they start saying with a sense of urgency, you know, it's only going to be done by the baby boomers. If we're going to stop this, you know, dumb, whatever bad thing's happening, can't be done by the next generation. We don't have enough time. You got to take the idealism of the baby boomers, the 50s, 60s, or whatever. They lost it all. They got confused, blah, blah, blah. They need to regather that and get back on course because they only got a few days left, so to speak. And the younger kids will support that. They will not... The kids won't get into power for another 40 years, say. That's too long. It has to be done now. Mm-hmm. So they say this. Then they go, so Bob, we want you to lead this. They announce that they want me to lead this revolution. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, well, that's me with my sophisticated awareness. Well, that's simple. You lead a revolution. We don't need a cast. That ain't going to happen. I'm not doing that nonsense. But it was almost like they knew what I was thinking because they said, we don't mean for you to be a general, to lead it like a general in an army. We just want you to gather people of like mind. Lead the bringing together people like mine. I go, oh, that's interesting. So, they might have said a few more things, but that was that.
What's the disaster then?
Okay, the disaster is what the baby boomers are supposed to, under Bob's guidance, to save us from. Disaster is obliteration of everything. I don't know what it is. It's like something like humanity will never recover itself. Let's call it what I say, the death of communication, or going total cyborg. Now this just may be, the will's just may be the panic identity of the astral plane. So, I'm not saying this is a fact, or believing what they're saying, I'm just telling you this thing.
Right.
Pretend we have to consider everybody, they're saying, hey, we are telling you people, you want our opinion? We are telling you people, you're in big trouble over the next few years. So they want me to lead this. So then, the young person who was beside me had another session a few months later. So I said, ask him how I'm doing. How's the revolution going? And then we started joking, and one of us and both started saying, yeah, they'll probably say, the fucking faggot blew it! The fucking faggot blew it! And so we laughed about that. So then he had the session. And I said, okay, did you ask him the question about how my revolution's going? They said, yes. Did they say fucking faggot? No, they said it's right on time. Now, what had happened since then was being on James' show.
Right.
Which in November, when I had the first reading, I didn't know that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Plus a lot of other amazing things, which aren't in the public realm. So it looks like they actually predicted what was coming. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to headquarters. Wowie. Wowie will be headquarters for the revolution.
Right.
Good place to have a revolution, eh?
The best.
I mean, for headquarters in Barnes.
Right.
And meanwhile, Mary McLuhan's joined. Take a home McLuhan meme with her to me.
Right.
And girl.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying is there's a tragedy. I'm quoting the Willows from the Astral Plane.
So what happened on James' show? That's significant?
Well, listen to the tapes. Listen to the archives from January to now.
Right.
I told you about that show,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Did I send you the URLs to click on to get the archives?
No. But okay. I can.
I can send that to you.
Right.
Did I tell you I was on the show? You may not have known that.
Right. Is this an internet show?
Yeah, James has a show on Republic Broadcasting.
Oh, okay. Right.
With John Statmiller. Do you know any gossip about him?
No, I don't.
You know who he is?
No.
Well, he created that network, the Republic Broadcasting, after breaking off from Alex Jones.
Oh. Okay.
He was the guy who created Alex Jones, or was somehow part of the original team, when they were on, what, Genesis, is
yeah.
it called?
Yeah.
Is it still Genesis?
I think so.
Yeah, so he was part of Alex, and they had a falling out, so he started his own network.
Oh.
So he has a show with James on...
Any idea how many people listen to that show?
No, but they come in from all over the world, because... And it doesn't matter if they listen to the show. James tracks it. People come in and find that website from all different sources. They come in from all over the world.
Yeah.
And you don't know. That's the thing. We're everywhere. So we're being broadcast everywhere, and then all the shows are there for people to listen at their own time. You don't have to listen at the time. It's archived right there. They archive it within 10 minutes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no. That's,
well, they have, that's you know, they have sponsors, so... Somebody thinks that somebody's listening.
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't, obviously... Oh, so that's why I got into this. So James is saying, well, when's this revolution going to happen? And I told him all this stuff. I don't know. I just assume it's happening. I said, you don't have to be running a visible thing like a Ralph Nader. You put the stuff out, it'll surface somehow. Why am I showing up in all these movies the past 20 years? It's because my ideas go out there, someone picks it up in some way, third copy, third distorted version, and they put in a movie on it. A variation of it, you know. So you're, and then that does something to people up to certain limitations. So if you're just in this place, the digital media, everybody's at the center, everybody's marginalized, everybody's the center, everybody's everywhere. In that chaos, anybody can be a chaos butterfly. So maybe the more you're aware of it, maybe if you talk about it with full awareness like I do, maybe the enemy gravitates towards that one and spreads it out. Or tries to counter it, and trying to counter it spreads it.
Right. Well, trying to find, I think, you know, some kind of matrix to understand just the chaos.
Well, say that again. What's the subject?
What you put out there is possibly grasped because it's a new way of understanding the chaos.
It's almost like it's like people said, they used to call in the old show, I don't know what he's saying, but I know he's saying something.
Right.
And exactly. If you sound like what you're saying you know and understand, and it makes sense, in general, the aura of rationality or something, then people will believe it. Mm-hmm. And they're affected by it, even though they couldn't explain it.
Yeah.
There's that level of, they'll say, oh, there is somebody who knows what's going on. Yay!
But it does cause like a certain amount of anxiety for people that can't reconcile it.
Yeah, because they prefer their older, quote, gurus.
Yeah, they just don't know how to operate under this new
But see, that might open them. You put them in a state of anxiety. Right. That allows things to happen.
It forces them to make a choice.
Yeah, and they never get to it, but they're open. They're in the gap.
Right.
And maybe that helps other parts of energies that make up the mystery body to happen faster.
Right.
So the Willow said last year that the 2012 energies are happening now. That was in 2007.
Right.
And if you're getting certain effects, you're picking up on it.
Okay.
So I assume it's 2012 right now.
Right.
So we're moving into, like I said on the chart, President of the White House or the United States is me in 2012. Well, it's happening now, and I'm holding court through James' show.
Mm-hmm.
You want to listen to the May 14th show, which he listened to, where the owner of the station and I go head to head, and we agree that when we meet on the battlefield, we have to kill each other. That was agreed.
Okay.
And was acted right out on the show.
Why would the owner of the station take you on?
Because he believes I am the core of the Illuminati.
Ah.
And I tell him I am, so he takes it. I don't know if he takes it on face value, but he takes it on over many weeks of being with me.
So hold it, you went back into your anthropomorphic self on the show?
No, I'm on the phone.
I know, well, no, but I meant that you are going back into your incarnation as Secret Council 10 and all that.
Oh yeah, it's approximately that.
Because whenever I talk with you...
I don't use that phrase,
right.
But I say I'm in that milieu.
Right. Okay.
Well, what's the guy's name?
Bob Deverett? Or Stepnell?
John Stepnell, or the head of the organization, has an idea of what the Illuminati is. And Bob is propping himself up as being at the center of that thing, which he's been fighting for 15 years on the radio.
Yeah,
right.
And so he did say if they meet, they're going to have to like face off and duel.
He thinks that. And James, he complained, or he was puzzled about the next day. And James said, look, John, there's no other station in the world that can claim to remember the Illuminati right on your show. Appreciate that.
I can claim that. What is with James? Give me a break.
It's a different person. I'm not Bob Dobbs on that show.
We had you as Bob Dobbs and Secret Council of Ten Illuminati, the very first shows we did.
I'm not Bob Dobbs on James' show, I'm Bob Neverett.
I know, but so we had you as Bob Dobbs.
What? You're not fighting the Illuminati, I don't know, you're not like him. He's a male. He's fighting a war. He's KKK. He's leading the white man revolution.
You don't see Bob as an adversary on your show.
Of course.
Yeah, he does.
He's the adversary.
We know. We're just talking about the surface effect. So James tells him, look, man, you got the enemy right there in your show, and no one else has that. And then James says, and he's trying to help you. But John gets confused at that point. So he's now demanding, he says, we grilled him, or I grilled him for the whole show. He said, next time Bob comes on, we're going to start asking him questions, which is going to be fun.
Yeah.
He's going to re-grill me.
Yeah.
But James was laughs. It was very entertaining about all this that's happening between James and I. We have great fun about it, thinking about it, talking about it. But he, I don't know. I guess I already said that he just he's wondering when it's going to happen. So I was trying to describe to him all this what I just said about being in the end of me, being a chaos butterfly. And I said that is why I'm in the movies. Why it shows up. Why I'm not there is about me. Today, this year. Not 2 years ago, now.
Right.
I saw it while going to London. A lot of it's focused on London. I get off the plane and say, oh, I'm redoing that. Because I'm redoing Dylan, whatever revolution he caused.
Right.
And nobody knew it, but I had the word from the Willows. That's what you're doing, Bob. And then I did it. I changed the Zappa world over there. Been watching those guys. So... let's go back to the movie, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry for dwelling on Scott so much.
Oh,
via me.
Good.
Via